Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now move into the Chief Travel Leader portion of the program, Zoos, Aquariums, and Attractions is going to take center stage these next 10 minutes, and we're sponsored by Amba Waterways River Cruises.
And with that said, coming up after our live broadcast on July 15th, Robert and I are going to head over to Portugal, and part of those travels will include an Amba Waterways River Cruise on the Douro River with some of you listening out there across the country. An award-winning river cruise line, Amba Waterways puts love in everything they do. Expect to be treated to luxury experiences throughout Europe, Asia, and Africa, all highlighted by unparalleled service.
We're going to be sailing aboard their new Amba Douro ship that's part of their award-winning fleet. And Amba is also known for their critically acclaimed dining that's locally sourced along with a variety of authentic included excursions to fit all levels of travel. Check out AmaWaterways.com for their various itineraries and specials. We're going to be sharing a lot more about them from the Amba Douro on our upcoming July 29th broadcast. And as always, you'll find a direct link to them at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed straight to that show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation as the CEO of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums is holding for us, and that's Dan Esch.
Dan, it is nice to have you here with us today. Thanks for jumping aboard.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
Listen, so July 4th is Tuesday, so whether it's this weekend or next weekend, depending on when people are going to try to make the holiday weekend, or frankly, any time this summer, I'm sure many folks are going to be experiencing a zoo, an aquarium, or a related attraction. The Association of Zoos and Aquariums has accredited, I think, around 240 locations across the USA. I want you to talk with us, if you can, about what goes into the accreditation process, and why should it be important to our show fans nationwide?
Oh, well, thank you, Mary. Robert, thanks for asking that question. Accreditation is a signal of excellence. And yes, our 253 members around the world, most of whom are here in the U.S., are committed to excellence. And that the AVA accreditation represents the pinnacle of modern zoological facility. So whether you're, the big, Disney Animal Kingdom, or whether you're Caldwell Zoo in Texas, you are holding yourself to the highest standards. So when people visit an AVA accredited aquarium or zoo, they can be certain that the animals there, they're not just surviving, they're thriving, they're living their best lives. And so looking for accreditation means that you can enjoy yourself and you can know that you're seeing animals that are living great lives, and you're also contributing to the conservation of animals in the wild, because our members spend every year more than $200 million on conservation of wildlife in nature. So it's a signal of confidence for guests.
So building on that, this year, Dan, so far, Robert and I have been out to San Diego twice, and we've been out there many times, probably 20 times or so over the years, and really have enjoyed what the San Diego Zoo is doing from a guest experience. They run a great zoo, but also, to your point, that the zoos today, really the conservation and the care of the wildlife is a big part of that. And we've also had folks from the San Diego Zoo on our radio show. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about how pivotal it is, because American zoos and aquariums, and globally, but certainly members of AZA, there's a big part of this that has to do with wildlife care and preservation. I loved what you said. They're living their best lives.
Yeah. They're living their best lives. And, San Diego Zoo and San Diego Zoo Safari Park. I mean, I was at San Diego Zoo Safari Park not long ago, and guests can go on what's called an ultimate safari. And it's not cheap. It costs about $300 per person, but it's a lot cheaper than going to Africa. And you are really in an immersive experience where you're learning about the animals, you're seeing the animals, rhinos, giraffes, wildebeest, crowned cranes, all living together in a single environment. And it's amazing. But they're also at the same place. They're doing some of the cutting edge research globally on wildlife conservation. They're engaged in something called a genetic rescue of the northern white rhino. There are only two of them left in the world. And they are both males. And so, they're using modern genetic technologies to try to clone a northern white rhino to save that species from extinction. So they're doing some of the most amazing, complicated, innovative research, conservation research in the world today.
Well, oh, that's fascinating.
That's something to follow. And good luck. I know the show is heard out there, so hopefully there is some breakthrough. So talk with us about some of the locations that you think they just do it right, you know, and their models for other zoos or aquariums in terms maybe of their attractions, but also their care and education of the wildlife.
Besides the San Diego Zoo.
Besides San Diego Zoo, well, I'll tell you what. Houston Zoo just opened a new Galapagos exhibit. And, you know, when you see something like that that's done so carefully and in direct cooperation with the government of Ecuador, you're actually in that Galapagos experience. And so, you know, I've had the privilege of being of visiting the Galapagos Islands, but most people never will. But you can go to a place like Houston Zoo and see a presentation of Galapagos wildlife. It's done responsibly, ethically. You can see Galapagos Island wildlife, again, living their best lives, and you can really be immersed in that experience. And so it provides a bit of equity, right, that most human beings are never going to have the chance to go to Galapagos, but you can go to Houston, and you can see an amazing exhibit like that. Florida Aquarium, they just opened a new exhibit called Morphed, which is showing some of these unique animals that have special adaptations to life in the ocean environment. And so you get a chance, a snapshot, to see things that you would never otherwise see, and really kind of explore the notion of how animals adapt to unique environments and develop unique traits and skills.
You know, as I listen to you, I mean, Mary, you know, he's talking about San Diego with Africa, obviously Houston with the Galapagos Islands. Let's go a little different direction with you, because you mentioned some of the larger theme parks earlier. And I know coming up later today, we're going to have, I think Legoland's going to be on towards the end of the hour,
Legoland,
too.
Legoland, New York, yeah.
But, you know, candidly, so whether it's been their Orlando location that, you know, we've been to a few different times, the San Diego location, San Antonio, you know, we've always frankly felt, Dan, that SeaWorld, they do an excellent job with their wildlife, but because of the negative world that we live in, you know, they've been way too condemned for their operations, and they hardly ever get recognized for the work they do beyond the theme parks. And what I'm talking about, you know, folks, like when a whale or some type of sea creature washes up on the shore, if there's an oil spill or something, and it requires expert cleanup, things like that, Dan, you know, they're there, and they're generally, they're leading the cause, yes?
Oh, yes. You know, SeaWorld, I have to mention, you know, SeaWorld just opened a brand new aquarium in Abu Dhabi, which is really one of the most amazing aquariums in the world. And so, again, that's international travel, but an amazing facility. But SeaWorld just celebrated a year ago the rescue of their 40,000th animal. And before I came to AZA, I was the director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. You know, and when we would have, you know, injured manatees, injured sea turtles, injured sea lions, you know who you call? You call SeaWorld, right? You call the Texas Aquarium. You call the National Aquarium in Baltimore. They're the people that know how to care for animals because they do it every day. And so that whole idea of rescue and rehabilitation, I mean, reintroduction of animals is one of the real core strengths of AZA accredited facilities. They do an amazing job at rescue, and SeaWorld certainly is the hallmark example of that.
Dan, before we're finished today, what does it take for someone to become an inspector with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums? And if someone's listening or they're interested, how can they apply?
We have a force of about 300 inspectors who do our accreditations and facility inspections. And you need experience in the zoological profession. So these are people who have years of experience, but then they go through training at AZA. They do shadow assignments with inspection teams, and so it requires a commitment of time and expertise. And so, but it's a It's absolutely essential to the integrity of our accreditation process.
Well, I'm just going to give out the website. It's very easy to remember, just aza.org, aza.org. That will get you there for more information. Dan, it goes by quickly in the show, but very nice to hear your voice again today. Good information that you shared. I hope you have a great 4th, and thanks very much for checking in with us on this Saturday morning.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Take care, Dan.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, interesting conversation with Dan. Just so much to think about, all the zoos, aquariums,
yes,
that are out there.
And all that they're doing, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, as we pause for some sponsor messages, Route 66 will have our attention next. The Destination Spotlight on Seattle is also ahead, as is the NCF, RJ with the Open Road. And we're also going to get a report on the 65th Annual Forbes Travel Guide Star Awards, so much more as well. If you have a favorite U.S. zoo or aquarium that you like out there, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. We'll be right back, folks.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.